Good morning. This is Emily Riley. I'm here with our morning interview with three wonderful AmeriCorps volunteers. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Garrett Bauer, and I serve with the recycling program here in Sitka.
My name is Melissa Berger. I serve with Southeast Region EMS Council.
And my name is Alyssa Wooden, and I serve with YAS.
Welcome, all of you. Thanks. So thank you. Today, we're talking about the AmeriCorps National Day of Service. What does that mean?
So we have three national days of service through AmeriCorps. So that's all AmeriCorps all across the United States serves on these 3 days, one of which is coming up this week with September 11th. The other two are with Martin Luther King Day, which we honor people who's students and people in the community that serve and that do community service around the city. And the last one is Global Youth Day, which is focused around Earth Day.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And 9/11's coming up. I know there's lots of things going around nationally. What are we doing in Sitka?
One of the things that the fire department is doing and that AmeriCorps will be helping with a little bit is the 9/11 stair climb. It's an event that's happening on Saturday where Sitka Fire will be climbing the same amount of stairs that the firefighters on 9/11 climbed. It's 110 stories, and they'll be climbing those stairs in honor of those who lost their lives responding to the World Trade Center. It'll take place at Cathedral Arms.
Awesome. So as AmeriCorps volunteers, you're not climbing, are you?
No, it's just the Sitka Fire. Oh, right. In AmeriCorps, we will be doing the New Beginnings Drive. And does anybody want to talk about that?
Sure. So we're actually doing a drive where we're trying to collect kits for people who might have been displaced through fires or other things. And so we're actually looking for some materials, new preferably, like mops, just general household items, possibly gift cards to the grocery store, anything that could really help people get on their feet after they've been displaced.
Cash?
Sure. We'll definitely take cash donations. We're actually going to be set up at the fire hall. So from 10 to 1, there will be some lovely AmeriCorps volunteers there, and we'll have a table set up with a sign, and we'll be accepting donations.
So right in front of the fire hall. That's right.
Right in front of the fire hall.
Wonderful. Yeah. And in this kit, people should kind of have the mindset of what you would need if you were moving into a house?
Exactly. I mean, things that sometimes you wouldn't even think about, kitchen supplies, toiletries, things that just people wouldn't have and they wouldn't think about once they're displaced. So, yeah, we're open to lots of great donations.
Wonderful. And you said gift cards for local stores. And this is just grocery stores and maybe even Home Depot?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had a chance to talk to someone who was displaced from a fire, and she was saying that there are all these little items that you don't think about that you need. And one of them was like food items. So, yeah, we'll definitely accept those.
Yeah, we'll accept gift cards for grocery items, but we're not necessarily looking to collect food. Mostly because we're going to be storing these until somebody needs them. So we would rather have them be able to purchase what they need at the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So non-perishable items.
Yes.
That's what you're
talking. Also, trying to stay away from specific gender items or specific things that mm-hmm. would be for a younger and older person. Really sticking to stuff like bedding or towels or toothpaste or things that aren't necessarily, specific to any certain age or sex.
So I know sometimes, though, do you think diapers might be something you might be interested in? I mean, just for babies, that's definitely a big purchase when you...
Oh, that's true.
I mean, that can't hurt, If you don't need them, you can always find a new home for them.
Yeah.
But, we're totally open to that.
Awesome.
Sure.
And what's your goal for this collection? You said that it starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday. How much are you looking to collect?
Well, our goal, I think, is to complete at least 2 full kits, but we're always open. I mean, we have a great partnership with the fire department, so they're willing to help store some of these items for us, so that's awesome.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So 2 houses, and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
How long will you be taking donations?
We can keep taking them as long as, they're, still available. Mm-hmm. I mean, after today, if you'd still like to make a donation, AmeriCorps is housed in community schools, and we would be more than willing to accept any other donations after that point there. Or if you just get in contact with one of us, we'd be happy to, you know, come over to your house or pick it up for you or do whatever.
Ooh, home delivery. You might want to not let that get out too much. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming. This is really exciting that you're doing this year. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And
thanks
for having us.
Garrett, Alyssa, and Melissa from AmeriCorps.
Thank you.
Thank you.